Good morning, everyone. If you're watching the replay, this is the Facebook Q&A with me that happens on Thursdays at 9 a.m. in the tribe for the month of April. Sometimes we change it, but we've been going strong at 9 a.m. on Thursdays, Central Time, for a long time now. So what this means is that we're going to have Q&A. So you're going to type in hashtag ask, and then you're going to ask your question, and then I shall answer. So make sure that as you're coming in, for all my live viewers, that if you have a question, go ahead and get those started. Kathy will be inside the, let me get up my place where I'm going to be answering all the questions. But Kathy will be in here and she will be sending them to me so that we can get to them. Hello, Pam, first live. And just, I just want to say this up top because I've been seeing some confusion. A lot of you are... Say, like, you think you're mid, like, when you were in the groupies, you got me live more. If you're the public gets one Facebook Live every month now. They get the first Wednesday of the month. It's at 8:30 a.m., and it is on my public page. So anybody and everybody gets to ask me a question there. You as tribe members, you get me at minimum twice a week in Facebook. So it's Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central Time here in our PNP Tribe Facebook group. You also get a noon on Friday weekend motivator. So I am here live on Facebook at noon every Friday doing a weekend motivator. And then you also get live trainings on Zoom. So the difference between Facebook Live and Zoom is when I'm in Facebook, no one comes on screen with Corinne. It's all comments. It's all in the Facebook group. It's our private PNP Tribe Facebook group. If you come to a Zoom call, you just go to the link. I am on screen. There is a chat where you can talk to the coach that's on with me, and you can talk to your fellow tribe members. There's a Q&A function, so if it's a day that I'm taking questions, you can ask questions there. If it's a day that I'm coaching, that means that someone's getting pulled who has signed up for coaching, and you watch the live interaction between the two of us. And I do at least two of those a week. So when you're a tribe member, you get four minimum. Sometimes I do more, guys. Like when we do the surprise ones and things like that, you get four opportunities with me every single week for content, coaching, Q&A, and all that kind of jazz. Then, if you are wanting even more access, you go to the Ask Coaches who do on, we have office hours for them, right? So every week, each coach has an office hours. For 2 hours, they're online on the Zoom app, and you come in with no appointment needed, raise your hand, and you'll get called on, and you can either ask a question or get coached. So when you're a tribe member, you get all of that. When you're outside, because there was just some confusion about, I miss all the lives I had with Corinne. If you're outside the tribe, you now get one a month. Boom, see ya, done. That's all they're getting. So I just want to make sure that you know that you need to be, a lot of you, I think, are going to my public page looking for me. You need to be inside the PNP Tribe private member Facebook group. This is where our lives are happening. And then if it's not here, you go to the Zoom. The easiest way to be like, all right, so when is all this fabulousness happening? Log in to pnptribe.com. That is your headquarters. Facebook is not headquarters. Facebook is playground. You would not go to the playground to get directions to your next class. I want you to think about if you're in school. If you need to know where to go, you're going to go to the office and figure out where am I supposed to be going. If you're in high school and switching classes, it'd be like saying, I'm going to go to the playground and see if somebody here has got me some advice on where I need to go for my next class. What's my schedule? So you want to make sure you're always going to pnptribe.com. Every live training that we do is on like the very front page. When you log in, you scroll down and there's a big old calendar sitting there. And it will tell you every single training that's coming up. And every single training also has the link to where the training is going. So if it's in Facebook, if you click the link, it'll launch the Facebook page and it will launch the PNP Tribe private group. If it's a Zoom call, it will launch the Zoom call right there for you. So you never have to like wonder where you're supposed to be. If you'll just go to pnptribe.com, look to see if there's a call, click on the link, you're there. All right, now. You can also, I synced my calendar from that email last week. Now I'm always in the know. Exactly. You can go to If you go to the bottom of the calendar on the right, you can subscribe to that calendar and it will populate your own personal calendar with everything that we're doing live. And I would just set reminders. So this is like some new technology. We could always do it like old school, right? I remember back in the day, like 2 years ago, well, no, hell, 1 year ago, when we just posted all the live stuff and you just went to your calendar and you plugged it in and turned on the alarm. That's always a possibility. But now we have a function where you can just subscribe to the calendar where your calendar is automatically populated with all of our trainings. You just need to turn on your own alarms. So if you click on an event that you know you want to go to, or you're like, I might be able to go to it, I just want to get a reminder, just click on the event, turn your own alarm on. And it works beautifully. Okay, time for questions. I just wanted to say that because I was reading through the group. I know we have a lot of newbies, but even some of our elders still don't know where to go to get the trainings. I just want to make sure you guys know where to get them. Oh, last thing about that. And everything is always, we can say it in unison, uploaded to the website within 24 hours, short of something being done on Sadie's day off. 24 hours, we upload things and it will be in the private member podcast. It will also be underneath video replays. So if you never attend anything live, you're not missing anything. You can always go and listen to replays. 90% of the tribe, we have 119 people here. We have 5,400 people in the tribe. Just to give everybody some clarity, like you, like never think I'm missing out. Like everybody's ahead of me. They're all attending the lives. No, they're fucking not. 119 people are out of 5,400 are attending live. When I do Zoom calls, there's usually like 200 to 300 of you that come live at any given time. So do not be afraid that you're missing something. All right. The worksheets have been helping me figure out my thoughts. What to do when talking back or answering them with replacement thoughts isn't enough to stop the undesired behavior. Right, so you're gonna need to keep continuing. Here's what we know will happen. If you just allow the unconscious thoughts to keep on replay with no new desired thought, the behavior has zero chance of ever changing. It will be 100% bought into your old thought. Now what you're in the phase of undesired thought comes in, new desired thought is being implemented, but I still don't want to act on that one yet. So now what you're going to do is you're going to need to have a new desire. You're going to need a thought that bridges between the two. So let's say if your undesired thought is fuck it, I want it, and your desired thought, like the one like you're using as your replacement thought is, so if it's fuck it, I don't want it, and your new one is I deserve the best body ever. You know, like we always have like this huge leap thought. You need one in the middle that says, fuck it, I don't want it, is no longer an option. Time to be uncomfortable. Like, your desired thought right now has to be the one that says, yeah, I'm fixing to suck it up, buttercup, and to experience some fucking discomfort. Like, that is the thought that you probably need next. Because if the new thought doesn't, like, clean it up and be like, oh, yeah, I am worth it. I don't need this food. Like, my best self is like, you know, 6 months down the road. If that thought's not doing it, you probably need an immediate thought that introduces you to the idea of, oh, like, I like want to say fuck it, but we're not going to because I'm fucking tired of beating myself up in the morning. I'd rather just be uncomfortable now than be miserable in the morning. Like, anything like that that introduces the idea of, like, the first few times you don't get what you want, you don't love it. I want you to think about a toddler. If you've been, like, let's say that you have a baby. Time to take the passy away. We're not having a passy anymore. And you say, like, well, you're a big girl now. We're not going to have a passy. This is going to, like, help you be independent and manage your emotions and stuff. She's going to be, the first time she wants the passy, throwing the fucking hissy fit. And whining for it. All of you will do that. Every single one of you will do that. It will be the same thing. When you take away the food, you take away the wine, you take away the beer, you take away whatever it is that you're doing, your brain will throw a tantrum just wanting it. And that's when you just have to, like, say, and we're going to wait it out. No, it's not fun. But we're going to wait it out because we know long term it'll be beneficial. Okay. What is your time planner you showed us in the workshop for Big Ass Action? the high performance planner. Kathy, just stuff like that. Just answer it in the comments. And then like send a link to my kit store. I've always been an athlete up until recently. I want to get that part of my life back every time I start to train. My mental shit gets in the way. As soon as I feel physical discomfort, my head just wants to stop. How do I push through? I'm training very realistic, running 1 minute, then walking 1 minute. Then you need to tell yourself, this is what athletes do. They start where they're at, and when the mental bullshit comes in, they keep going until they get back to that part. Your mental, like physical discomfort bullshit is probably coming from an idea of that when the physical discomfort comes in, rather than thinking this is what an athlete does, you immediately go to thinking about who you were. Nobody gives a shit about who you were, and you shouldn't either. Like, it is the most empowering thing. I always tell people, like, nobody gives a shit about your pain. Expecting everybody else to care about your feelings, that's bullshit. But you care about your feelings. You think about what you want. Quit giving a shit about what everybody else wants. And so it's the same thing. It's like I would just tell myself, nobody cares about the athlete I used to be. You know what I care about? Figuring out how to be the athlete I'm going to be next. Working on this part of the journey. That's the part we want to care about. Are the monthly coaching calls when we sign up for coaching always at the same time? Because that's when I'm working, so I would never be able to do one. They switch every now and then. I don't know. I don't know if you've noticed, though. Like, I guess you work every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, because that's when I'm on. And then Tuesday and Saturdays is when the coaches are on. We try to mix them up. We have coaching calls almost every single day of the week. The only time I'm not actually live coaching or a coach isn't actually live coaching is on Thursdays and Fridays. If you look at our schedule, the other 5 days of the week, someone is available to coach. So I would just go and look at the schedule and see. Now, if you're only looking for my calls, then yeah, if you work on Sunday at noon and you work on Monday night at 6 and you work on Wednesdays at noon, you won't be there for those. But you always can hit the office hours of the other coaches. They're just as good as me, guys. I know everybody wants to get into my coaching calls, but coaching is coaching. We all know the same stuff. We just have different personalities for delivering the same exact information. I would make sure you're utilizing the office hours. That's why we have them, because they're really good at what they do. So I would just go and check those. But sometimes, like in the summer, we may be changing some of mine around just a little bit, just because it's going to be the summer and Logan won't be in school. A lot of my coaching hours and stuff are all set up because, like Sundays at noon are good because I want to be able to help you guys, but I don't want to work every single night because I already work most nights of the week. So I work on Sundays and I take one night off a week so that I can just be with the boys and stuff. When will the sign up for the fall camp be available? The answer is, it's June 1st. No side notes, please, because I'll just read it. It's June 1st. So we originally were going to open May 1st. We've decided to do June 1st. This is why. We have some exciting things we're changing for fall camp. Nothing extremely major, but you guys will be very pleasantly surprised and very happy to hear it. But we need a month more in order to get our shit straight so that when we're ready to open the doors, we know all the things. So we're going to open it up on June 1st. Now, we are opening it up before the next round of newbies come through. So no one has to worry that we're going to have the next round of newbies in here also competing for October space. We are going to open it up for all of you guys before we ever bring in newbies for the next round, so that current newbies and everybody who couldn't come to the earlier camps will have their opportunity to get in. Our accountability group had a discussion about swaps. If you trade an apple for an orange, that is okay. But what if you have a cookie on your plan, but you just don't feel like it and want ice cream? Is that considered on plan still? I would not. Here's the thing. I would just make things easy, because here's the thing. When you're overthinking and you're trying to figure out what is what, blah, 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 have a blanket rule. It just makes shit so much easier. It's like, if you trade something, just call it off plan. Even if it's an apple for an orange, I would just be like off plan. Just so I don't have to decide, is this on plan? Is this off plan? Is this okay? I don't like to practice the art of negotiation with food. If I'm going to practice the art of negotiation, it is going to be to get a better deal on some clothes or a better deal on a car or something along those lines. But we just need to practice shutting that shit down about food being something we overthink. So call it all an off-plan eat and then grade the off plan. Like, if I'm trading an ice cream for a cookie, I would just be like, why would I, like, I should just have the cookie or nothing. If it was an apple for an orange, then I would grade it as an A plus swap. Like, go into that kind of mentality, but be tracking. Because I actually coached someone on this the other day who started off, it was Sherry yesterday, I believe, who started off making healthy swaps until she was swapping so many things, she had stalled her weight loss. And she had eroded the healthy down. And then she got to the point where she felt like she was thinking about food all the time and getting very frustrated with the process. That's why, like, shutting down as much mental negotiation as you can is important. Because most of you will say, I just want to be a normal eater. I want to lose my weight. And I want to be one of those people who doesn't think about food all the time. The best way to not think about food all the time is to have just a clear rule about what it is for you. Just be like, I just track all off-plan eats. I prep all swaps and I grade them. And an off-plan eat doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's tracked. So that I can see if I'm starting patterns. If I'm doing anything that might one day lead to developing a habit with food and thinking about food that I just don't want anymore. When there's a watch party, how do we watch? So if there's a watch party, you have to go to the Facebook group. And the way that I find it easy, so this is the only thing, watch parties are fun, but Facebook doesn't necessarily prioritize them in your feed unless people are talking about it a lot. So the way that I do it is I go to PNP Tribe, I type in watch party and in the search bar, and then it will populate the watch party that's going on in the tribe. That is the fastest way to find one. So when the calendar says watch party and you know one's happening, if you'll just go to the group that it's happening in, which is always going to be the main group unless it's an event. So like we have a watch party for the Don't Stop Believing stuff sometimes. So that's only for the Don't Stop Believing girls. And they paid to come to an event. But 95% of them are always in PNP Tribe, private Facebook group. If you just type in watch party, then it will populate it for you. The only time of day that is difficult for me is after dinner, watching TV. It has become habitual. Do I just need to go cold turkey and tell myself to stop that shit? You can do that, or you can actually plan what you actually eat, but you're not allowed to do it in front of the TV. So the first thing you do is you take away the TV stimulus, and you eat the party, and you sit there, and you, like, okay, I'm just going to sit here at the table and eat that food that I keep thinking is relaxing me. It won't be so relaxing when you have to sit there and eat what you always eat, planned and, like, uninterrupted. You can do it that way, or what you can do is you can just go cold turkey. But you can't talk yourself into it. Like, you got to be expecting, all right, when I go cold turkey, I'm going to want it. I'm going to think I need it. I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to do all these things. If you catch yourself giving in, you're not ready for that step. You need to just plan what you're going to eat and get it all out. Like, it has got to be super realistic, exactly what you've been doing, and you don't get to eat it in front of the TV now. Then you get to go watch TV. You have to break that pattern out, and then that'll give you a more truer experience with the food. Jenna, hashtag September 2008, still can't seem to get going. Help. Kathy, can you post the frustration rant? Like, I'm frustrated, I'm not doing anything. Jenna, you just have to start. You need to figure out, what are you going to start with? I need to know why you can't get going. Like, just saying, I can't get going, help. Here's help. And it's not worked so far. You're supposed to go to No BS and push play on Module 1, Unit 1. That's what you're supposed to do. Go follow No BS. Like, you're complicating it somehow. For some reason, you're making it complicated to watch the videos and then do the worksheets that go along with the videos. Somehow you're complicating the idea of, like the way to start is, where's your 24-hour plan? Have you made it yet today? You're on this Facebook thing. You better have made a 24-hour plan. If anybody is watching me on this Facebook Live right now and you've not made a 24-hour plan and you're sitting here listening to me to hopefully get motivated to get off your ass, get off the fucking Facebook Live. This is called bonus for when you're doing shit. No one should ever attend a coaching call, a Zoom call, push play on Jack Diddley squat until This is done for the day. You have to do your 24-hour plan in order to even... Guys, here's the fucking deal. Like, how do you even know what needs to be fixed if you're not making a 24-hour plan and blowing it up? We have to know that part. So if you're on here and you haven't made your 24-hour plan, get off. I want to see the numbers go down. Go make one and then come back and ask a question. Then you're allowed to ask a question. That's going to be your currency for participation. But I can't even tell you guys how important the 24-hour plan is. If you're bucking it, if you're scared of it, and you're for all this other stuff, I don't give a shit. And you shouldn't either. You need to be like, I'm willing to be afraid. I'm willing to be like terrified of it, worried about it, don't know, confused about it in order to lose my weight. People who lose weight are the ones who do things when they're fucking scared. When they're not motivated. When they're confused. When they're overwhelmed. When they're sad. People who lose weight, they make a 24-hour plan even when they're doing all of that. Even when they're thinking and feeling all that. You know what they do? They get out a piece of paper and they tell themselves, it's a piece of paper. I can write down what I'll realistically eat for the day. Step one is just write down what I'm realistically going to eat today. Step two, did I do that fucking shit at the end of the day? The 24-hour plan page and assessment, because it walks you through exactly what you're supposed to do each day. It will tell you, plan this, evaluate this. You will find what's missing by doing those. And then you take your shit to Ask Coaches. And you post, I did this plan. I didn't follow it because I was thinking this. I ended up doing this. What could my next step be? And we will tell you what it is. But if you can't push play and you can't make the plan, guys, I don't know what else to tell you. Those are like the two basic steps. Listen to shit, write down a plan. It is not complicated. Doing really well with my 2-2, but I'm on spring break. What do you recommend? I'm doing really well my 2-2, but I'm on spring break. Like it's a sand trap. No, it's called spring break. It's called days off. Like don't tie that spring break has anything to do with eating. What do you recommend for those of us who have a set lunch at work? I'm a teacher. Should I have a light lunch if I'm not already to my -2? More like -1 or -2 to stave off being hangry by the time work is over. I'd eat. Like, this is what I always tell for my teachers, all my shift workers. So, like, I consider teachers like shift workers when you have, like, a time of day that you're going to be able to eat, right? I just tell you to either eat a little bit less for breakfast so that when your time comes, you're ready to eat and you're hungry. Sorry, guys. I am so sick. I don't know if y'all know, but I am, like, I have a cold. I was running a fever yesterday. I'm, like, now I got all the things. Hang on. I'm like choking. Okay, so what I do is I would either back the truck up a little bit on the previous meal so that you're good and hungry for lunch, or I would just eat lunch and eat to a +2. Because this is the thing. If you, let's say that you're like one of my teachers has to eat at 10:50 in the morning and you leave school at 4 o'clock. That's 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 hours and 10 minutes. We're not hangry at 5 hours and 10 minutes. We might be hungry, but we're not hangry. We might be frustrated from our day, looking to unwind, tired, and hungry. But that doesn't mean that at 5 hours and 10 minutes that we need to eat our arm off. At 5 hours and 10 minutes, when hunger comes in, plus needing to unwind for the day, you need to be well planned. And you have an executable, doable plan. Advice for when you're sick and you can't work out. I don't work out. Period. I'm sick right now. Like, I just don't work out. I'm just like, today's a day off. Today's a day off. Today's a day off. And then I start planning out in the future. I will do things. Like right now, my agreement with myself is if I feel like taking a walk, I can take a walk. I've been taking a walk just to get sunshine, hoping to burn this shit out of my lungs. I have like a plan. Like, okay, on Saturday, I'll reevaluate. Like, Saturday's the day that I will do this workout as long as I'm feeling better. But I always think to myself, like, if I'm sick, the last thing I need to be doing is working out. I need to be getting over my sickness so I can get back to my life and get healthy again. I'm so excited to be in the tribe. I want to ask about the weekend when the weekend is not in your control. Here's the thing. Your weekend is always in your control. No one is slapping a pillowcase over your head, handcuffing your hands behind your back, throwing you into a van, driving you to a restaurant, throwing you down into a booth, and force feeding you. If that's an out of control weekend, then if that's happening to you every weekend, I will give it to you. But your weekends are always in your control. And the reason why I say this is because it's not helpful to ever think it's out of your control. I want you to really think about this. You thinking that already leads to you feeling disempowered, rather than just like, I have weekends. It's time to make the best plan possible. What things can I plan ahead? What things do I need to prepare myself to make the best decisions ahead of time? What mindset do I need to be in going into maybe restaurants that I don't know where we're going? That's way fucking different than sitting around thinking, I'm out of control on the weekends now. Everybody else is the dictator of how I'm doing things. You're always going to be putting yourself into an empowered stance, not into a disempowered stance. Let's see what else you have to say. I am an artist and travel around the U.S. to festivals. Many times they provide free food, pizza, and pastries. Okay, it's free, but that doesn't mean you eat it. There is also food trucks, and last time there was free popcorn next to my spot. Okay, it's free popcorn. What is the difference between your event and then someone who's at work and their boss brings in free donuts? No difference. You're either in control of your mouth or you're not. I work from sunrise to sunset and have to eat what they give me usually because of time. No, you don't. There's these things called igloo purse coolers and ice packs. We live in the modern day and age. You do not have to eat what they give you. Pack you a damn, especially if you're a vendor and you're paying for your damn booth, say, I also pay for my own food. Yay me, you're saving cash. Like, I would like pack me a sandwich and some baked chips. Do not act like because they give you food, you have to eat food. How do I work on a plan for this? I would also like to get coached possibly because the struggle is real. This struggle is not real. This struggle is all called imagined. This is a very imagined struggle in you. You think you're surrounded by free food makes it a problem. No, it makes it to where you're going to have to learn how to say, it's not free. I pay for it on my ass and my emotions. This is very expensive food. You should just say, like, every time they give me free food, I need to give them $100. Because it's going to cost me at least $100 in emotional management, new clothes in the future, shit not fitting me, moments where I say, fuck it, need other junk food that I buy because of what happened here. Like, everything costs $100. It's not fucking free. Y'all keep thinking all this food that you're given is free. No, it has an emotional currency attached to it. The emotional currency is always more expensive than the bullshit they're giving you. I would get on the coaching call with Betsy on Saturday morning and I would talk about this. Tell her where we're at in this conversation. If you do, if you're going to do that, post in the comments and I'll have Kathy have Betsy watch this part so she knows what we're talking about. Sometimes I'm not hungry for dinner, so I don't eat. I wake up in the morning starving. How can I fix this, or do I even need to fix it? I wouldn't fix it. I'd wake up in the morning and eat, and I'd go to bed hungry, or not hungry, would eat when my body's telling me. I don't get hungry very often and understand that's part of the process. When I do no sugar, my appetite is almost non-existent. Yeah, because sugar actually drives appetite. It makes you think you need more because of the highs and lows and the spikes. I am sorry, guys. I have to pause for a hot second. There is a delivery guy trying to find directions to my house, and I can't talk to them. All right. There was my answer. I can't call him. No. He either needs to find us or get a set of balls and put it into ways. Best advice for surviving your period when you want to eat all the things. So here's how I handle my period, Amanda. I know what my cravings are. Like, I'm all about the carbs during my period, so I just plan all the carbs. That's my realistic, doable plan when I'm on my period. I don't sit there and try to fight it. I don't sit there and try to, like, think this period's going to be different than the other, like, 30 years worth of periods that I've had. I don't do any of that bullshit. I just plan a very doable, realistic, executable plan. Yesterday, you said the thoughts that got you to lose your first 50 will be your limiting thoughts for your next 50. How do I catch these and level up my thoughts to lose my final 35? One of the things you want to do, Laura, is you just want to TDL and see, like, if you're still losing weight, you don't have any limiting thoughts. As long as your weight's coming off, you're doing fine. Once your weight stalls or plateaus, then write about, like, what you're doing now. Look for small thoughts like, so much better than it used to be. I've been doing so well. Like, there's no, like, I'm doing so well, time to level up. What's my next big challenge? I can handle a little bit more discomfort. Those are kind of the thoughts that are going to take to the next level. And this is the funny thing, because we always think it's like, oh my God, we're going to have to be miserable. It's like, no, can you handle a little bit more discomfort? For some of us, that means like when we've lost the first 50, we don't even realize we're not waiting until we get hungry anymore. We're just eating so much less than we used to. It's like reminding yourself, am I still doing all the things? Am I being honest with myself? Am I making swaps? And they're small, sounds good justifications. I also like to think about, like, what are the feelings required to lose the last 35 pounds? It's going to be the same ones that are going to be required to lose the first bunch. So determined, willing, committed, sometimes a little excited, a little motivated. You have to look at where you are now and say, like, what are the feelings that I'm really feeling about most of the time when I am in this mode? A lot of times we're in a stall. It's like we feel good. We feel like it's all very doable. We feel like it's comfortable. Like, we feel all these things that are not like what it's required to start or end. And it's like, oh, so if I have these feelings, what are the thoughts driving it? And it's like, how can I level them up to make sure that I'm feeling these things enough? Can you talk about lipidemia? I wish I could. But I don't know much about it. So can you do some research on it, post some articles, and let me read on it? My doctor says it's difficult to treat and resistant to diet and exercise. I don't really know what it means, but I would almost imagine if you post about it in the tribe, I've seen this word a bunch of times. I am very sure that there are girls in here who have it and have had success with it and can give you way better advice than I can. If you post some articles and stuff, I'm happy to read about it and whatnot. But this is my big thing when it comes to thought work. Like, I just would be like, okay, it might be difficult to treat, but why am I doing this? Just to solve lipidemia? Do I just want to feel better? Whatever it is, you're going to need more compelling reasons. Do not let this, to me, what I always think about when it comes to like different things, it's like, I would not lose weight because of loose skin. I'd still lose weight to be able to feel amazing, to be smaller and all these other things. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But one of the things I would make sure that I'm thinking about is, you know, I wouldn't use it as an excuse to not keep going, no matter what. If you hit your weekly goal, do you stick with that for the week or move on and make the next goal? I just make the next goal. I love just making a new goal. I always think it feels amazing. If I plan on overeat, do I have to do it each day I plan it? If you choose not to do it, you don't have to. I had a problem with peanut butter. I put it on my plan as an optional snack and haven't wanted it. Is it okay to leave it as an optional snack for now? Yes. I am confused on how to answer the question on the recovery worksheet about what feeling or problem did the eating solve. I do not know how to answer that question. I do not know what it's doing for me. Well, if you weren't eating, what would you be doing? Like, that's always the thing, JD. What I want you to think about is, like, if I wasn't eating, I'd be feeling bored. I'd be feeling uncomfortable. The overeating, what it solved was boredom, discomfort. It solved loneliness. It provided relief. Maybe it's after a long, stressful day. Maybe all day long you've been stressed out at work. It's solving something. The only reason why we overeat is because it's trying to solve something. Either we do not want to feel something, so it's solving the issue of, okay, now it's putting space between me and feeling like shit. Or it's because we want to feel something. We're not doing it with our brain. Like, we want to feel relaxed. We come home. It's like, okay, I'm going to sit down and take a break, but my brain races with all the things I need to do. So now I'm going to eat so I can feel relaxed, rather than just telling my brain, yeah, that's a lot of stuff to do and it can wait. So that's what that question is trying to get at. For newbies, should we get a solid grasp on the basics before we start the TDL model? Or should we start doing those on those particular issues arise? It's up to you. It's all self-paced. So this week we had we did Fresh Start last week, and this week we're doing, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I can't think of the name. Oh, the fuel food stuff. So next week what we're doing is we're taking a pause in No BS to circle our wagons, and we're going to hone in on the hunger scale. So for everybody in tribe loves this week, it's hunger scale challenge week. So next week we will be posting each day. This is how we're going to challenge the hunger scale. And you're going to see all of my lives. All my stuff is going to really focus on hunger scale. And then the week after that, we're going to focus on realistic planning and all things about the 24-hour plan. So that week you're going to see things where we're going to talk all about making sure that you're going to see posts where we're going to have example realistic plans. We're going to do all the deep dive into realistic plans, because I think if we can get you guys to realistically planning at any part in the journey, whether it is your first pound, your 50th pound, your 100th pound, your 200th pound, every single journey, like even at 100 pounds down, my plans are realistic. They're just very different realistic plans than when I started. Because for me, this is now the new real. It's not like that. This is a concept that will roll with you throughout your entire weight loss and into maintenance. So we're going to spend the next 2 weeks really figuring out hunger scale and realistic planning. And then we're going to jump back in with future self. I want to make sure this tribe, whether you are an April baby or whenever baby, this tribe will go down. Like if we all had to say our last words right now, be like, I fucking know my realistic plan and hunger scale. Like, I want you guys to know it, embody it, preach it, understand it, and be learning it like a boss. Since joining the tribe, writing a recovery sheet is filled with anxiety and fear. I've been numbing out with food and alcohol for so many years that the thoughts that come up is so negative and leave me feeling empty. I lose confidence. Is there something I can write other than all the negative feelings that will help? Yeah, you can just tell yourself, it's good that I'm getting this shit out because I've been eating and drinking over it to not have any of this shit come up. That's what I would be telling myself. Like all of that, like the food and alcohol was just keeping it down. You're going to feel like shit a little bit, but here's what I want you to really be in touch with. The only reason why the anxiety and fear is coming up is because you're judging the negative thoughts. I must be broken. This is too much for me. I can't handle this. I'm wrong for all this. That's judgment thoughts of your thoughts. What I want you to do is I want you to be just like, this is good work I'm doing. Me understanding what I've always been thinking is going to allow me to have new thoughts eventually. I don't want to keep all these thoughts with food and alcohol also, because when I keep these thoughts, I also keep fat and I keep tearing my liver up. So now I just want to have these thoughts with the potential of improving them one day. So I want you to kind of stay in that space. When doing recovery worksheets, the only feeling I come up with is impulse. Is that valid or am I not digging deep enough? That's the one that gets you to eat. So it's fine for now, but I want you to really think about, all right, a really good question for you guys is, if I wasn't overeating and I just had to sit, like even after you've ate, if I had to have just sat there and not ate, what would I have likely been thinking about? What would I likely have been doing? And here's the thing. Do not sit there and snow yourself that if you overate, you would have been, well, I would have been like saving the world. I would have had a clean kitchen. I would have done those things. Like, okay, fine. You would have had a clean kitchen. But would you have been rested? Like, I want you to really, like, think about it in a nuanced way. You guys think that if you're not eating, very often so many of you do not realize that what you really need is not the food. You really have to start learning how to have some breaks. Breaks in your brain and breaks in your physical, like, just of doing. Like, we need to get used to sitting on our ass just a little bit. We're not designed as humans to go, 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 go all the time. We're designed as humans to have space. Even our cavemen people, they didn't just be like, all right, sun's up, guns out, let's go out and kill all the things. They walked around. They sat around. They didn't do like we do. And this is your body thinking about that stuff. Like, you need to, like, think about, all right, other than the impulse to eat, what was it underneath that? Why did I feel impulse? Why did I need to eat to begin with? What made it so urgent? What was I trying to get away from? What was I trying so hard to feel? Now that I'm eating only when physically hungry, is it normal to have all these emotions? Yes. I feel like I get easily irritated or cry more easily, more. Yes. You've been avoiding your feelings with food. Now you have to think about the things you think about. And this is the part where it's like, don't go back to the food as the solve. It's like, ask yourself, so why am I irritated right now? What am I thinking? Do I really want to be thinking this? Is this even true? Is it even worth being irritated over? Why am I crying? Why am I sad? Is it worth being sad over? Like, that's the next level. All of that crying and irritation was always there. This is what I want you to think about. You were going through your life, getting irritated, about to cry, and you would eat. And you would shove it back down. And then you go a little bit more, something would happen, and then you would eat to shove it back down. Now there's nothing shoving it down. It's just happening. Now what happens is you start asking yourself, like, all right, so what am I thinking about that irritates me so much? Like, very often I get irritated because I think somebody shouldn't act that way. It shouldn't be that way. And that's on me. That's when we start learning how to examine our own thoughts. Like, why shouldn't they be the way they are? That's a reflection of me. Like, what is it that they're doing? I need to understand their perspective. I need to think more about that than just getting irritated that people aren't behaving the way I need them to in order for me to feel good. It all will start unwinding as the weeks go on. But let this shit come up. Just write about it. Some of the best work a lot of you can do for yourselves is, as you take the food away and all the emotions are coming up, go ahead and use the pages in the back of your PNP planner where it says TDL and model. Just start TDLing. All that means is, like, all this shit that comes up, just free write. A thought download is nothing more than 2 to 3 minutes of you writing about anything that comes into your brain. There's no rules, there's no guidelines, there's no right, there's no wrong. It's just blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, he fucking pissed me off. I need to go to the grocery store. I think I smell the cat box. If he says that to me one more time, I'm gonna blow. Like, that can be a TDL. You guys think they have to be some kind of, like, something we're turning into teacher shit. No, it's just supposed to allow you to get what's in here on paper first. That is the biggest skill I can teach you right now. I've been rocking my 24-hour plans. In-laws are coming for the weekend. I have no idea what we will eat. How do you recommend planning for this? Guys, quit acting like this is confusing. It's not. Robin, ask yourself, so how would I plan? How would I make as many decisions ahead of time when I don't know where we're going to eat? Like, I go on vacations for a whole week and don't even know where I'm going to eat for any meal. I always have 2 to 2 and good, better, best. I always know whether or not I'm going to be having extras. People are texting me, like, in the middle of all this. I always know if I'm going to be having dessert or not. I always know if I'm going to have appetizers or not. Is bread baskets on the table or not? Am I going to have a protein and fries or something fun or not? Like, all of those decisions can always be made. There's so much more. And then, if you don't know where you're going, but somebody says at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, we're going here, hello, phone, pull up the menu and make a decision ahead of time. One of your decisions ahead of time is that if there's an online menu and I know 10 minutes in advance, I will know what I'm going to eat before I even walk in the door. That can be the 24-hour plan. I'm dealing with an excessive amount of stress at work, which doesn't have an end date for a few more months. I know when I'm stressed, I gain weight due to lack of sleep and snacking. I'm working on keeping the 24 on the 24-hour plan. I'm adding in workouts to help. Any other good tips when you have limited time but need to release other than food?
My brain.
You've left out the whole, journaling about it. Taking 5 minutes a day to write, this is how I want to feel today. I refuse to think this is going to be a stressful day. I choose to think today is still in my power. No one can stress me. Only I can. Going through all of that for 5 minutes every single day and reminding you of those things is everything. I'm a few weeks in my 24-hour plan. I've lost weight, but I'm totally focused on things are going well, not overeating. I'm having shitty thoughts about how long this will last until the tidal wave comes. There's no tidal waves in PNP. Guys, we're not an ocean. We aren't land. There's no tidal waves. Guys, we have to quit thinking. Do not put your brain to work on what's going to go wrong in the future. Put your brain to work on what can keep going right. There will be obstacles, I'm sure, but sitting around expecting a tidal wave doesn't put your brain to work on your possibilities, on your future, your solutions, how you keep your momentum going. Y'all train your brains on where you want it to go. I know it's diet mentality. It's too good to be true. It's not going to last. I'll tell you your truth, because if you're sitting around waiting for a tidal wave to wipe out all your stuff, then yeah, it's not going to last. It's your brain. Decide where you want it to go. Your brain is not in charge. You are in charge. How can I change my thoughts so I just keep going? Decide what you want. Do you want this to be not good, untrue? Do you want this to not last? Or what do you want? Whatever you want, I would sit down with a piece of paper and I would write actively about that every single day rather than letting these thoughts be the truth. You're stating it like, oh, this is the stuff that's supposed to happen. Why even think that? Why not decide this is the one time I'm learning how to do it different? This is the time where I learn how to just manage shit as it comes along. There's no tidal wave. There's obstacles and there's strategies, and I got all the strategies now. Can you address people pleasing? I tend to eat when people give me food or expect me to eat with them. Yeah, so this is you saying, I will eat the food and disappoint myself in order to, I'll disappoint myself in the future in order to feel happy in the moment, because I think you'll feel happy right now. Because what I don't want to do is right now safeguard my future so I can feel good and please myself. What I'd like to do right now is manipulate your feelings and be selfish. Rather than telling you the truth and being honest with you that I don't want this food right now, thank you for thinking of me, but no. Rather than being nice and honest, we're just being a liar and we're taking it in the ass and we're displeasing ourselves in the future. That's people pleasing. I'm just going to tell you right now, guys, I don't want any of you to ever people please me. I don't like liars. I really don't. I like honest people. I like people who are willing to just be honest in this world and put more truth in the world so that everybody in the world feels comfortable being themselves. If we all could just be ourselves, it'd be a much fucking easier place to live. And we would all know exactly where we stand. And people pleasers are usually the ones that tend to blow up for no reason at their loved ones. Because you sit around and you, all day long, you're trying to make people happy. You're trying to make people happy. And they have their own fucking agenda. Just because you eat the donut doesn't make them happy. And so when they don't, aren't super appreciative and then they start bitching at you because you didn't eat two, then you go home and you yell at someone in your family. You're not pleasing anyone. So quit saying, I'm a people pleaser. Say, I'm a people liar. Just be honest about what's actually happening, because this is the motive of the people pleaser. You guys are very sweet and you're very kind, but on the inside, you're just a liar. You're someone who's not willing to tell the truth. You're not willing to feel uncomfortable when you tell someone the truth and allow them to decide what they want to think and feel. You're taking away their power to think and feel what they want about you. So I always like to think about it. If somebody offers you a donut and you don't want it and you say no, and they're like, oh, but I made them special for you. And so well, I appreciate the sentiment. I'm so glad you thought of me. But I'm not hungry right now. I wouldn't want to waste your donut because I'm not hungry. And if they want to be upset, great. But you need to hold the space for like, yeah, they get to be upset. They thought this was going to be an amazing gift. I can see why they're disappointed. They also need to learn how to get over it. Just like you need to learn how to get over disappointment. We have to start allowing people in our lives to experience all these emotions. The only way anybody gets good at experiencing emotion is when all of us are telling the truth. You don't have to be an asshole when you say no. You don't have to be like, fuck no, I'm on a diet, bitch. I'm not eating your donut. It can always be, thank you so much for thanking me, but I'm not hungry. I wouldn't want to waste food when I'm not hungry. I white-knuckled through resisting sweets one day. Went to bed proud for resisting. I wouldn't go to bed proud for resisting. I'd go to bed thinking, I need to figure out how to do this without resisting. Good for you, I'm not having it. But just be like, I don't want to reinforce that resistance is the way. Let's reinforce that what's right for me is learning how not to have to do that again. Then I woke up the next day and spiraled out with grab ass. And probably because you did all that white-knuckling. Because when we white-knuckle, we don't learn how to manage our mind. We just learn how to yell at ourselves. I don't want you guys. Let me do all the yelling. You guys retire the yelling on the inside. I got y'all. I know I need to do a recovery worksheet, and I'm trying to repeat, I don't quit on myself until I get through another day back on plan. All right. The only way that you're going to not quit on yourself is by doing the recovery worksheet. Then having the, like, make a 24-hour plan. Move on. I have 3 little ones at home and literally fell asleep with a pen in my hand and my planner on my lap. I'm struggling to carve out the time when I have the mental energy during the day. Any suggestions? You don't need mental energy. You don't need to do that. You need to just get it done. If you fell asleep when you woke up, get back to writing. If you have 3 little ones and you couldn't write, then get out your phone, walk around with the kids, audio note. There's always a way. Always a way. You figure out doing you. You figure out how to process this. Do not use your children as your excuse to not be the best version of you. I will never sanction a single one of you ever using our babies as an excuse to not be the best version of ourselves, to not clean up our emotions, to not figure out how to be totally in control of our lives, because those babies are relying on you to learn how to do that for themselves one day. So please don't put them in the position to be your noble excuse. All right, that's it. I felt like that was a heavy Q&A, y'all. Y'all had the good questions today. I will be back tomorrow at noon for the Weekend Motivator. And we will, I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I have a couple of ideas, but I'm going to like look through them and make some notes today. I have one thing I've been wanting to talk about. We'll see. I want to see what the flavor of the week has been here and what you guys are struggling with most before I kind of craft out exactly what I want to say. But y'all have a wonderful Thursday, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye, y'all.